Hello, Mr. McGarry. My name's Dr. Witherford. I'm one of the war doctors on duty this evening.
Oh, right, sorry. I didn't catch your name.
That's okay. It's Dr. Witherford. I'm the RMO on call this shift.
RMO? I'm not sure I know what that means.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm the surgical RMO, the surgical doctor.
Ah, do you work for Dr. Frost?
Not exactly. I'm the doctor for surgical cases on several wards. That means that I look after patients who've had surgery or minor procedures. You were in the hospital under Dr. Frost, aren't you?
Yes, I had my gallbladder out 2 days ago. I didn't see you when Dr. Frost did his round this morning, so I wasn't sure whether you were part of his team or not. It's because of the different uniforms you guys wear. They confuse me sometimes.
Yes, I know. It might be a bit tricky. Sometimes doctors wear white coats, but most of us wear scrubs.
Ah, yes, I noticed that. The problem is that some of the nurses in HCA wear them too. Sometimes I don't quite know who I'm speaking to.
Yeah, I know. It can be a bit confusing. All staff should introduce themselves to you and state what their role is. They should always wear a name tag as well, like mine here.
Oh, I see now. It's just that hospital surroundings aren't very familiar for some of us. I'd never had an operation before, you see. The last time I was in a hospital was quite a few years ago, and I wasn't looking forward to coming back, I can tell you.
I can imagine, Mr. McGarry. Wards are very busy nowadays because there are a lot of more specialists. I'm sure patients appreciate knowing who they're speaking to. I think it cuts down some of the anxiety of a hospital stay.
That's for sure, Dr. Witherford. The reason I asked the nurse to call you is that I wanted to talk to you about something. It's a bit embarrassing.
No worries at all. Please feel free to tell me what's bothering you.